I understood he was doing his job. He wasn't here out to get me or anybody in this area. I don't think he knew what he was coming into. I think someone, you know, told him all these wild tales. And so what he was expecting to see, he did not see. There was no signs of cheating or lying. And I think even when he began to do his research, when he left here, he didn't really find any signs of cheating and lying. So I think he got the answers that very much satisfied him. And I don't think he's out to shut the company down. I think he's out to see to it that no one is poisoned via something we put out. He probably had nobody ever turn us in. There would have been no cause to ever come to the company. It was because somebody said something. So he was put on our tail, and I think he was a little embarrassed when he came in and found out how little it is. You know, you got a 10x10 strip of office with, you know, three little dipshits working at computers.
Thank you. Jeez, God. I feel that's funny.
You know, I think he probably was expecting to come in and find some great big conglomerate or something where they're, you know, running drugs under the table or something, I think is what he really felt like he was going to come find. And not just, well, basically, all we are is an office right here.
That's what Mr. Green told him. That's what Mr. Green told him.
He kept asking you, is this it? Is this, you know, he kept repeating that to you. It's like, is this is it?
When am I going to see the rest? When am I going to see the compound?
He kept saying, is this it? Is this New Gaian? You know, like, he expected something real big, like a big office and everything else.
But he is not done. He's not by far done. There's a lot of labeling laws that I was unaware of and that have to be taken care of. But he even said, ooh, I got it.
Working on Gail.
But he even said to me something as simple as, he says, when you make a label, that's what I am here for. This is what we do for a living. We check labels and make sure they're okay. And I said, yeah, but this company is so little, we don't have money to pay for something like that. And he says, it costs you nothing. It's free. Our services are free. We're paid from everybody else getting shut down. He didn't say that. Didn't even imply it. But, you know, so he's willing to work on the labels. And I think because of this, I will have a great relationship with Top Dog.
Right.
You know, and I don't think that there'll be any problems, because I can guarantee you, every single product I get, I will walk it directly into his office and set it down on his desk and say, oh, help me. You know, and he asked me how I created my labels, and I said, well, I went to the health food store and I picked a bunch of products just like the ones that we were going to have, and I just put their labels together with what I liked. You know, I had to come up with something, because I couldn't exactly say, well, I don't know. He says, that's the worst way to go. He says, every one of those labels has also got problems. So, you know, he had a good sense of humor, and he's very understanding.
You ask him why he's not down there.
Yeah. He will be. You know, and I took him off the track of BioSpark. You're welcome very much. He got you guys again on BioSpark. He asked me like 3 times the last time I said that. So, you know, the best I can recall is, it seems like they have an ad right above New Gaia's in the newspaper, and I believe that their product is for animals and plants. He says, what do you mean animals and plants? I said, well, I don't know. I guess you'd use it to make your plants grow a little bit. And he says, well, what would you do with the animals? I said, well, I think you put it like in horse troughs or cow troughs. I think I said, you know, in cow troughs. Oh, okay.
And then he walks into our office and we have a big old ad right above Terry's desk.
I think that's why, because we had several of them in the office, and I went around taking them all off, but there was like one of them.
The
It's like this big on top of my desk, and I forgot all about it. And I remember he walked this last time he came yesterday into my office, and I just, you know, he's on those.
But I told told him that we get calls occasionally for people looking for hydrogen peroxide, and so we, you know, I think we probably give him the number, but you know, I don't think he'll ever pursue that. He'd asked about a doctor, somebody that I had never heard of, Charles had never heard of. And whether he ever pursues any of those, I don't know. I think he was quite disgusted with what he found, in the sense that this was not some great big drug-running meth lab or something that, you know, was potentially very hazardous to society, at least in the way he thinks. So he's a nice guy, and I don't think we'll have a problem with him, but I don't think he'll go away either, bottom line.
And the bottom line of the business is we're going to have to take this into consideration, and it would appear to me that a less expensive way to go would be to move everything out and just let this go back to the owner.
Everything out of these facilities here?
Possibly, yes.
Oh, man, don't let new guys stay. My hallway is so full of all of my stuff.
Well, you're talking a very expensive corner.
No, I just want the strip in the back. All that
well,
garage.
You want to have these two
dishes.
Yeah. We'll schedule our vacation around home.
Well, it needed to be brought out in the public, and all of you can kind of work on it as to how to shelter it. You really need the product, or you can't keep the paper. And I think all of you must keep the paper. And we're willing to do whatever is necessary to establish qualified facilities in order to continue some of the products. Fortunately, they did not pursue some of the products. But you have to be prepared for that on the next go. But they're fitting more into the holistic type of product, and they will not push quite so hard. Especially if you have good qualified facilities. So we don't need to belabor it, and I was given half an hour, and I think she's talked the entire time. Any other business that needs to come up? Then shall we adjourn this meeting? I would say that we have EJ and Dorma have to be in Las Vegas for a court appearance early Monday morning and early Tuesday morning. This is getting way out of hand, extremely expensive, but I think that Ms. Tooten is going to find it far more expensive than we. And I would suggest, EJ, that you seriously look into asking the judge to dismiss you two personally from this case. You'll still have to attend all of the Phoenix Institute sessions anyway, but there's absolutely no reason, no right, and you can turn right around and countersue on the basis of harassment. So don't miss your opportunities anymore. You're going to have to play your game better than your enemy. And as dumb as your enemies are, that should be easy. And each time people like George Green turn you in, you're going to find that he is going to get farther and farther down their list. And he's going to have to make up his mind. First of all, he is enjoined with this bunch, with, say, Leon. The next time a paper is filed, he is suing Leon. And ones went out to see Leon, and Leon will not even look at the papers. So his company's in default. He's going to have problems very, very soon. That's his problem. I don't know that there's anything any of you can do about that. So that's...
Excuse me, how did Esther do it?
Esther's just very, very old. She's in as good a health as you could expect under the circumstances. She will not last much longer. And perhaps that's what they're waiting for. I don't know. Seems very harsh to me. In fact, I have not looked in on her since Charles was there. I better check around where I am. Maybe she's already gone. Anything else? I think that I'm through. Salut.